I'm pregnant with this next take I want to get off.
Oh, I'm going to watch tomorrow, Toots.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What's up, baby?
Well, to hear you tell it, Goo, we've got a... we really should have a World Series champion, but they're playing 500 baseball, and, you know, the 49ers are going to be great again.
I did not. Those not those words did not come out of my mouth.
The Golden State Warriors still marquee draw in the NBA.
No, I just said Steph, Dre, and Jimmy constitute playing on opening night. That's a win.
And you were still the same guy who got back from Mississippi and said, oh, boy, what's happening in the sports around the Bay Area?
Yeah. So, and that meant injuries to the Niners and lackluster play from the Giants. And, Steiny, I got to say this real quick to you and Evan. My cousin texts me from Mississippi. Walter Payton, also from Mississippi. Brett Favre and Patrick Willis. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Got to get it right.
Sure. Sure. Here's my question. And somebody put it on the text line. You, Guru, I'll just put it to you this way. Goo, do you really think the Giants are a good manager away from being a playoff team?
I do. I've seen this
team
play.
I'm laughing at the way you answer, answer.
I do.
I don't.
All right.
Because, so then, we've had 4 years of 500 baseball, so wouldn't that mean that the talent over the course of 4 years has essentially been 500 talent?
I'll give you,
Or have we had 4 years of managerial underachieving?
I'll give you that. But do you understand I have a problem with the premise of this point? With the this season, when you added Adamas, you almost have a $200 million payroll. You added Devers.
Oh, I know.
Okay, so this year alone is different than those others, and you're still not getting the bang for your buck. And we've seen this team play better, fundamentally sound baseball, and I just feel like the base running blunders, you know, Wisely getting picked off third in Chicago. I know that's like Star Wars a long, long time ago, but it happened. We continuously see this team do things to hurt itself. So there's got to be, Steiny, some accountability. So if you allow me to take this year away from the last three, this is the one that really sends me over the top to where I do think a different voice might be worth some more wins. And again, if you want to get technical, they're still only 4.5 out, but they're under 500. What did Willard say? Don't even talk to me about the playoffs until they're 500. And I thought when I got back, they might be 2, 3, 4 over. They're not. So, Steiny, Posey spent the bread. Are you telling me, even with him spending the bread, that this is acceptable and everybody's playing up to par? They're not.
I don't know. I mean, we can go round and round and round in circles on this. But I don't know how you can just give Posey credit for Adamas, Devers, and Verlander.
The acquisitions.
Okay, so you're going to give him credit for the acquisitions, and it has to stop there. Well, can we take a look at whether they were good acquisitions or not 120 games in? I mean, the bottom line is, when I look at this team, they've had two reliable pitchers all year long. Verlander's the number three. He's been terrible.
No doubt.
Roop has been four. He's been solid, but now he hasn't pitched in 3-4 weeks. Birdsong has not been good since they moved him from the bullpen to the starting rotation after, you know, the first month of the season. So I ask you about this pitching staff. Forget the hitting.
All right.
This pitching staff right now, and now you've taken away Rodgers and Duvall. They don't even have a closer. So the pitching staff is not good enough right now. And I'm not sure it was going to be good enough even when the guys were clicking, because you would have had to expect Roop and Birdsong to be really good in the second half of the season. I don't know how you could have ever expected that.
And we talked about it.
What about their pitching, Goo? Yeah,
no, and
it's
I'm
not very
real.
Good. Their starting pitching's not
great. It's taking a step back. You are correct. But still, sometimes a pitcher's best friend is their offense. And sometimes when you scuffle or you get tired or fatigue sets in, you know, you think, okay, maybe my offense or our offense can mask some of that. And I'm not sitting here telling you this rotation is what it was in the first half, but the bottom line, more often than not, it's the same old story in regard to why this team can't score when whoever's on the bump, yeah, some of them get shelled. That's happened. But you can't tell me if we had to divvy it up like a pizza, then more often than not, they're losing because of the pitching. They're losing the same way at the plate. And I'm not ignoring what's happening with the pitching staff, but even as they've taken on water, I still feel like they've been in position to win games. But yet again, we can go down every player in this lineup that's been in a big at-bat in game-winning situations, and they've not come through all of them.
Right.
So I won't ignore you on the
– I think that's not just bad luck.
Mm.
That's guys – who need to come up with a big hit in a big situation, and a pitcher who needs to get an out in a big situation, and the pitchers get the out far more often than the batters get the hit.
Yeah, so you have no, I'm not saying hope, Stein, I'm just being real. You think it's a joke for any Giant fan out here right now to think this team can make the playoffs? Forget the math, just what they look like.
I mean, I think it's unrealistic.
Because they look like, do you think lifeless is too strong? Or you want to tell me, goo, it's baseball. What do you mean? Even Adama spoke on it about a month ago. They're not attacking. They're just almost sleeping.
What does attacking mean? Like attacking the strike zone early?
We would have to ask him. But I took that as, I don't, Sonny, there's just not a lot of energy. And I think that comes from up top with the skipper.
I mean,
may think that he's laying the law or getting the guys or firing them up, but obviously they're not.
Yeah, I don't believe in firing a team up in baseball. Like, you know, I don't believe Bochy was a fire. You know,
he had a way to do it though,
but he didn't have to do anything because they had veteran leaders. They had Posey, they had Crawford, they had all those guys. Pence, they had Kane, they had all those guys. They didn't need to be. They didn't need to be incentivized to play hard. And I find it hard to believe that Chapman, Devers, and Adames need to be incentivized to play hard. Like, they've been in the league long enough. They know how to do their jobs. And the reality of the situation is that they're not having good years. I mean, they're just not. Adames, what's he down to now again?
He's cooled off.
Adames is hitting Adames is hitting 227. I mean, just listen. Adames is hitting 227. Matt Chapman's hitting 231. And Devers, since he got here, is hitting 231. That's supposed to be your heart of the lineup. And oh, by the way, none of them have more than 18 homers. So
they just went 15 innings without scoring a run up until yesterday.
They're like, think about it. They have nobody on this team who hits for average right now. Ramos is at 271. He's there.
And that feels like 310 to me. 271. Wow.
Exactly.
And here lately, it doesn't feel like it.
Let's go to Jimbo. Jimbo's in Milwaukee. Hey, Jimbo, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, how are you, man?
So, Guru, I just kind of disagree with you how you say they're underachieving. So do you give Bob Melvin the credit for the first half? I mean,
I would have to.
You just got
to
look at their – yeah, so you know, I wouldn't give it all on him because I put it on the players' accountability. You got to look at the team's overall batting average. It's 233, which is what, 26 in the MLB. Strikeouts, they're in the top 10. RBI, they're in the bottom. I mean, so, like, if you look at the career averages, they're almost where they should be, like around under 240 or something like that. So to say they're underachieving, I think the numbers just speak for themselves. They're around where they are. They're an average team. We don't have anybody hitting over 270, maybe two guys. Dominic Smith, which he hasn't played a full season, so those stats are kind of inflated, and you only have Ramos.
Yeah.
I mean, strikeouts, good Lord. Adames is at 130. Like, oh, my God. RBIs, middle of the pack. I mean, so I do understand your frustration, but I don't believe they're underachievers. It was great in the first half. I thought we had a chance. Then the acquisition of Devers, and we're just in a huge swamp. And, you know, I like you guys said, it's kind of hard to say that they're underachieving when you look at their stats and their career stats. It's like Steiny said, they are who they are, and it's hard to be like that. Like, as a fan, just to realize, oh, man, they're just average.
Well, okay, let me just throw this back
really
at you.
It's really hard to swallow.
Yeah, let me throw this back at you. You mentioned the first half. Do you have a problem if I or anybody said, okay, that was the bar, and that was done without Devers, and we've watched games since Devers to where, forget the averages, it's not all just about the numbers. We've seen guys fail and flail in big-time situations. So a slump is 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe at worst a month. But this is ongoing, so that's why I feel like it's somebody's responsibility. After you make the acquisition of Devers, you already were playing good ball. What's happened? And night after night, they just keep coming up short, and the manager says, I don't know what's going on. I don't think that's good enough.
Well, you got to look at it, right? Baseball is 162 games. So the first half is just smoke. Right? It's just smoke. Like, you gotta, like, okay, we had a great 2 months. But to sustain it, that's where consistency becomes, right? That's where they become good, great players. We don't have great players.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we're paying them like they have great players, but we're not. Mm. I mean, they're gonna come down to earth. And that's the hard part, right? In baseball, either you can hit a curveball or you can't. Stats don't lie. That's why there's scouting reports. That's why everyone's throwing fastballs away against Devers, because he can't hit the fastball high and away. So, you know, it's one of those things where I truly agree with you. I'm frustrated, too, because I thought they had the potential. But I'm not saying they underachieved, because they haven't achieved anything yet.
Right? Appreciate it, Jimbo. Thanks. We got to run here, but appreciate the call. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and the Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. The way I look at it is, and you can look at it two ways, they were playing well, they traded for Devers, and I remember thinking, okay, they're kind of a fringe wild card team. Now they made the Devers trade, that this should be a playoff team. But again, after watching the ensuing 3 months, now I've come to the conclusion I was wrong. I was wrong.
Well, I'm in the same line.
No. It doesn't feel like you are. Like, I now look at this team after the Devers trade and say, you know what? This wasn't a playoff team even with Devers. But it feels like you're saying this is a playoff team. They just have underachieved. And that's the only difference between you and me is after seeing what I've seen for 10 weeks to 12 weeks, I don't think they're underachieving. I think they've got some players who are not very good.
Okay. I hear you. So I'm gonna die on that hill, and I'll say this to that. If you're Buster, forget his responsibility, because I'm giving him just the credit and salute of, shout out McCaffrey, and I'm giving him the salute of spending money and going to try and get the guys that he thought were going to make a change. So when you look at it through the prism of, I believe the Giants payroll is somewhere around $180 million, is he getting what he purchased?
Well, let me ask you a question. Why wouldn't you consider, and I'm not saying I am, but like, why wouldn't you consider Posey's acquisitions have been poor? He at least for 2025, he signed Verlander.
That was bad.
Stinks.
Okay.
He signed Adames. He has not had a great year.
It's not bad anymore, though.
That's fine.
I don't believe. Okay, go ahead, Stani.
But he still got 7 years left in his deal. And he got Devers, who's not been great since he got here. Like, I'm not saying Buster Posey should be fired, but is it Bob Melvin's fault that Buster Posey went out and got three or four guys that he thought might be difference-making type players, and they haven't been? So I don't know. Does Buster Posey look at Melvin and say, man, I can't believe what he's done to Adamas and Devers and Chapman? I mean, they were good players before they got here. What about having the thought, though?
Because we're going to find out once the season's over. I think we're going down that road.
Well, I don't think a manager matters to Matt Chapman, Adamas, and Devers. Three guys who have been in the league for 8 years or more, and three guys who know they're going to be in the lineup every single day.
Well, we watched last year, Stoney. They didn't have a shortstop. Say what you want about Adamas and however longer he's going to be here, but they got a shortstop. And he got off to that slow start, and we raked him across the coals, but he's been better. And it's not just about one guy. I'm asking, Stoney, why can't the marginal players be the best version of themselves?
Who's saying they're not? Who's saying they're not? Like,
Ramos has turned into a hole in his mitt. His angles to the ball. Like, you're saying the guy was an all-star, and I'm just telling you, he hasn't done anything to shut anybody up like yourself. But when did we really, I'm being honest, find out that his defense was this bad? And you could say, oh, it's here and there, but some of the decisions and errors and blunders on the base pass, and it's not just him, those lose you close games. And even with Devers, that was the Giants' identity in 2025. They were going to play close games, good or bad baseball. But more often than not, they're the ones shooting themselves in the foot.
So are we blaming Melvin for Ramos being poor in left field?
I'm trying to keep it real, Stoney. I'm blaming the instruction. And that could be coming from whoever.
I'm not. I mean, if a guy can't play left field, but you don't have anybody better than him to play left field, then you've got to play the dude that you believe is the best player in left field, but he's a bad fielder. He just is.
And can I ask you a question?
I'm also not going to say, you know, I don't know. Was he a great fielder last year and now he's a bad fielder? Probably not. But if he was a better fielder under Melvin last year, why is it Melvin's fault if he doesn't improve and he gets worse this year?
No, I think it's Melvin's responsibility to find out why that drop off has happened. That's what I think is fair. And, you know, I'm holding on to the past, Donnie. We saw Gilbert yesterday get his first hit. But what happened to Luciano playing the outfield? I'm not saying this would save the Giants, but I'm thinking, are they such carcass to where we can't see him out there in right field? They're having tryouts right now. I'm just saying, we know Luciano is okay with the stick, not to even get a look, and maybe we will, but it's like I'm looking at the right fielder by committee right now, and I'm asking myself, Stoney, I'm telling you and Evan and the listeners, I'd like to see Luciano. Like, give me 9 at-bats. And I'm not saying that's what ails them, but if that's what they've done, they move Yaz, and you're having right field by tryouts, well, run everything. Throw everything at the kitchen sink.
The players you're asking to put in there, they're not going to win games. I mean, you look at this. You look at this guy Gilbert. Oh, yeah, that's nice. He's playing right field, but he's got one hit. He's got one hit right now, and I'm not saying he stinks. Yeah. I'm just saying you play young guys. They're not going to. They're probably not going to come along like gangbusters. I just don't see it, Bob.
All right. And I'm going to say this about Melvin
here.
I think he's managing for his job. Forget the playoff. Okay.
But I really do. Go ahead and fire him, but you're still going to have
Well, why did you fire the buff guy?
You know why they did. I'm not going to answer a question that you know the answer to. You know why they fired Kapler. Nobody liked him. And they didn't win.
That's not what I thought you was going to say. Yeah, that's
what you think I was going to say.
Just, you know, the post game pressers or whatnot, and people not liking them. because he was smug or thought he was Mr. Hotshot. I think there was some of that. But they did win 107. How they won it, give me the 30 for 30 on it. But the bottom line is, if they keep this up, partner, I think they are playing for Melvin's job. And the weekend series against the Nationals last night, I don't think that's – if I'm Melvin, I don't feel like my message is getting through to where you guys are doing anything for me to, you know, to stay on, because I think that's got to be a question. If I go out to my home, Steiny, and call AT&T and purchase the top Wi-Fi and it still stinks, and they tell me, Mr. Johnson, oh, it's not working because you need a different modem. Well, guess what? I'm getting in the caddy, and I'm going to Best Buy, and I'm going to get that modem so I can make sure I get what I paid for. And I feel like with what Buster has put in Posey's hand, with the payroll, and I give you two-thirds of the guys have been okay with Devers and Adames, and they're not going anywhere, I might need a new skipper to make sure that my modem is not the reason I'm not getting the best Wi-Fi.
Okay.
I know, horrible analogy, but...
Well, I mean, what I'm hearing is you're, and again, I think this is a 500 team.
I think
they've done, in fact, I think they've done an incredible job of showing us they're a 500 team. Man. Maybe at best. Maybe that's why Posey sold, because he might even think this is a 500 team at best. And the one thing that I feel like is a little bit of a contradiction is it feels like just because you spend money, that don't mean anything.
But expectations come with that.
Well, then why are you not more down? If you're unhappy with this season, why aren't you looking at the reality that the guys Posey brought in have not produced for their first 120 games of their tenure? They have not lived up to the money that he paid them. Will they next year? Well, I'm going to be honest. They better.
Well, yeah.
Otherwise, okay.
Right.
If they have one more year like this, then are you still going to not blame Posey?
But who told me, Steiny, on this show, hope is not a strategy?
No, what I'm saying, Goo, is it's not good enough just to throw money around and finally sign a guy like Adames and trade for a guy like Devers and then re-sign a guy or extend a guy like Chapman. It's like, those are three things he did, along with Verlander. They have all not worked. They've all been below average moves, at least up until right now. It doesn't mean all those three couldn't get hot at the same time and the Giants make a run and they squeeze in. Do I think it's going to happen? I don't, but
500 at home, 29-29. Man.
Well, why would they be a great team at home? Their pitching has not been great, and their defense isn't great. And those have been the staples for a lot of the success at Oracle Park. And now they don't have as fundamentally sound of defensive players as they have in the past. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I just think it's an interesting thought about what you're going to do with Bob Melvin, and if Bob Melvin, or you think if you don't think Melvin's a good manager, then does that mean you believe a good manager would have this as a playoff team? I'm not so sure about it. 888-957-9570 is the number. And what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Now I've come to the conclusion I was wrong.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
All right, here's the way that I'm looking at it as it relates to the Giants. 2 years ago, Kapler was the manager. Last year, Melvin was the manager. And I'm just looking through some players from 2 years ago. I was wrong. Okay,
I like that.
Jock Peterson was on the team 2 years ago.
All right,
you got rid of him because you didn't think he was very professional. Conforto was a guy who was on the team 2 years ago and last year. Matos, J.D. Davis, Brandon Crawford 2 years ago. Excuse me, Estrada, Lamont Wade Jr., Patrick Bailey. These are 2 years ago. How many of those guys from 2 years ago are everyday players? Every single day. You want to play those guys every single day. I would say not a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we go to last year. And if you look at that team last year, who did they have that's a keeper? Well, you got Patrick Bailey at shortstop. I'm sorry, at catcher.
Uh-huh.
Fine. He's young. We got to see what he is. What I'm getting at is I'm looking at Lamont Wade Jr. He was terrible. So we got to do something with first base.
Okay.
Tyro Estrada. Nondescript. Tyler Fitzgerald last year had a great year.
We thought they had something.
Well, did we? Did we really think that? I mean, what did we think we had with Fitzgerald?
No, he outperformed what we thought he was going to do.
Right. So what did you expect from him this year?
To show us if that was not a fluke or
right. He
could have some staying power. And we got the answer.
Right. So what I'm getting at most
okay. Is
I believe when Buster Posey looked at this team and that roster last year, he basically said, we don't have enough major league competent players.
Yes.
Okay. That is not a one-year fix. That's going to take a while. Okay, so what did he do? The first thing he does is get an everyday shortstop and a dot. Or the first thing he does is, hey, we got Matt Chapman. He's a pro. He's a bona fide pro. Boom. Now I got a third baseman. Let's go sign Adames. Boom. Now we got a third baseman and a shortstop. Okay, now let's go get Devers. Boom. We got a first baseman / designated hitter. Okay, you know what he's going to do? You know what happens at the end of the season to next season? Go find two more everyday players. Find a right fielder and find a better catcher. Like, this is not, that's the other thing that's hit me, Goo, is after watching this team, like, I realized Posey's still got a lot of work to do. And maybe it's because we thought they had more than they really did.
Okay.
And that's where I'm saying, yeah, just take the starting pitching. Right now, they have two competent starters.
Well, three when Roop comes back.
Well, but he's
back.
Not. He hasn't pitched for 3 weeks.
Okay.
But that's, okay, so Roop has now missed 5 starts. That hurts you. Like, you're going to pay the price.
I
so
got you.
They don't have enough quality players, and that is what I do think is a 1 or 2 more year process.
I believe they have
it.
Okay. Right now, as bad as they've been, offensively, all season, basically, they're 4.5 games out of the third wild card. So if that's all this is about, and that's all that I told you pre-Devers was just trying to qualify for the party, you got to really be bad to not make it or be out of contention. Steiny, what you're saying, I don't disagree with. But what I want to caution you to do is, what makes you so sure if Posey goes gets more and more players that you got the right skipper to make it all manifest? So that's why I'm saying right now, I believe they're underperforming and they can be better than they are. I've seen it. They have tricked off games left and right. So with that said, I'm not sitting here saying the Giants don't need enhancements, but the point is, I believe a big part of this season, the way they've been playing all their games, it's one little thing here or there, bad defense, bad base running, blunders, balls dropping in the outfield, guys getting picked off, whatever. Why are you so, I just think it's fair to bring up the question, if you go get those groceries you need, that you got the right cook to make the meal taste good. I think it's fair. I'm not arguing that they're a finished product, and even is bad, or I don't even want to use bad. The rotation is taking a step back with the guys that are no longer here, the trades, your bullpen took a hit, but the bottom line is that doesn't make me take off my I'm disappointed glasses with what they have running out on the field every day. I think this team is dead men walking. I like to know why. I don't see a lot of energy. I still can remember Ramos's double with the bases loaded and he's the second base. And I'm thinking, that's your guy. That's what we're going to see. Even if we lose games, But you got teams coming in here like the Pirates, just bottom feeders, not the Dodgers, not the Padres, bums, teams that are nothing coming in here sweeping you at home. So something is off that is bigger than just talent, partner.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's
because I'm not telling you you're
opinion.
Wrong.
That's your opinion. Yeah. And
with they need more.
That's your opinion. And if you want, again, if you want to fire Melvin, go fire Melvin. But then I want to, then my question is this: if you fire Bob Melvin and next year Adamas, Chapman, and Devers are the same players they were this year, then what? Just tell me what, then what? Then where are we at with
then we Chapman, got then we with, know we got a major problem.
Right. Would you fire Posey at that point?
No.
Well, I wouldn't either.
I'm not giving I'm not giving up on Adamas. I still like Adamas, and I like Devers just as much as I did when they were announced they were coming.
But you're blaming Melvin for their shortcomings.
It's not just those two. I'm blaming Melvin for everybody with the stick, and I'm blaming Pat Burrell. And I'm not hearing enough of those two names mentioned.
Are you blaming Rafael Devers at all? Are you blaming Willie Adamas at all for the year he's had?
Yes. Can I say something too?
Sure.
I believe that there was a sector of this season as a Giant that Devers' ass should have been sat down just because I thought something was going on. Now, I don't know the inner workings of telling a star player, you got to sit. But I feel like, you know what? In the last month, I can't argue because now the light's on his last 20 or 22 games. But even then, Stoney, we saw him limping and running around the bases, and it was just like, is it worth it? And I'm going to stand on business and thinking I believe a different voice manager might have this team playing better baseball or the baseball they were playing when they were the talk of the league or somewhat the talk of the league. And I'm going to die on this hill because I keep saying it. Jim Bowden, did Evan booked.
He was wrong. Like, no, people can be wrong.
But
Buster
it was a
Posey.
Lot of people.
That's right. They were wrong. Like, these brilliant minds can be wrong.
I was wrong. Like, so think about right this. Now, you think about you this. Think the Giants are 59. You think their talent is equal to 59 and 60.
I do. I really do.
But you didn't. All right, I got you.
I do.
Yeah.
What do you want me to say?
No, it ain't your fault. I just want you to say you were in the same line, the same swimming pool that all of us were when they got Devers.
Let me be clear. I never put the Dodgers on the table did. You said they could win the division. I said I think this is a playoff team.
But think about
that. I was wrong.
We assumed. We changed
goals. I said they could be a playoff team. They should make the playoffs.
But I'm just trying to tell you from my vantage point. When I said before that three-game set before the All-Star break where you had the Dodgers and you could have went into the break one back, the bottom line was at that juncture, Steiny, it was looking so sweet that I assumed a third wild card because I had changed my focus on the division. Okay, that was totally wrong. But man, I can't put the Giant car in reverse and not act like I'm disappointed that they're now one game under floundering. That's all.
Like, what? Why don't we just acknowledge the Red Sox traded Devers to the Giants for Harrison and a guy can't even remember now. And everybody to a man said, oh, the Giants got over. There was nobody in Boston that liked that trade. There was nobody in the Bay that didn't like the trade.
Because they didn't give up much of nothing.
Well,
so we thought, right?
Look what happened.
That's what I'm asking you. What happened?
Everybody was wrong is what I'm saying.
What happened, though? What? Nobody saw the play going down the toilet and the hitting not getting better. They're standard, Steiny, and they're not living up to them night in, night out.
Stop thinking this team is 40 and 80. They're 60 and 60. You know what I mean? They've been 500 for four straight freaking years. And if you think that the guys they brought in this year should have elevated them to 90 wins, no, I don't believe that. Because outside of their three guys, their best three, supposed three best hitters, who aren't having great years, they have nothing. I'm sorry. They have, look, Buster Posey probably looks at this roster. He probably looked at this roster before the season and said, well, we're not very good at catcher. Our center fielder, we don't even really know if he's a full-time center fielder. We'll give him a crack at that, and we'll see how Jung-Hoo Lee does.
But you paid him like you knew he was.
Well, first of all, Posey didn't pay him. He didn't pay him. Farhan paid him. So Farhan paid him, and now you got to find out if he's an everyday player. Okay, so what if he's not? Well, or what if we look at him and you say, well, he's like...
I don't see another center fielder on the team.
Jung-Hoo Lee is part of the reason this team is 59 and 60. Is he underachieving? I don't know. I've never seen him play before last year. I see a player who's probably shouldn't be in the lineup every day.
Tries to pull
everything. Okay, well, that's why you're 59 and 60. You got a right field issue. You're going to have to get a better right fielder. You got to figure out second base. You still need at least two starting pitchers. And oh, by the way, now you need a closer. Maybe Melvin should be getting some manager of the year votes. This team stinks. Milked them to 500.
Yeah. I don't like to make fun of, you know, guys losing their job, athletes, all that, Stoney, but I think he's closer to EDD if this keeps up than manager of the year.
Let's go to another guru in San Jose. What's up, guru?
What's his real name?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Yeah, so, I mean, I obviously, you guys are having a riveting discussion about all of this, right? And I just wanted to provide my take on it. I want to say as a precursor, in no way do I think the Giants roster is good enough, right? I think Steinman's hit that point on the head, and I definitely agree. I think Chapman, Devers, and Adames are supporting pieces, if anything else, right? And I do think the Giants need to add star power in and around that to be the team that they want to be, right? So I want to state that first. However, that does not mean that Bob Melvin is devoid of any blame that has happened or anything that has happened this season, especially when you consider them getting swept by the Pirates, getting swept by the Marlins, etc. So I just wanted to go over one example of something that San Diego's coach did, San Diego's manager did last night that I haven't seen from Melvin lately. So top of the seventh inning, the Padres come up to bat after Devers hits the home run, ties the game 1-1, and Schill after the Sheets double, he puts in a pinch runner right away in the seventh inning, saying that we have to score a run this inning. We have to take advantage of this opportunity, right? And Melvin, on the other hand, doesn't do anything with Webb. Now, Cronenworth comes up, and his splits are slightly worse against lefties than righties, right? So my thinking is Lucchese should be in the game at that moment. Given the fact that Webb has already pitched a lot of innings this year, he's running on oil, right? And he needs to bring Lucchese in the game because Cronenworth's splits on lefties are worse than his splits on righties, right? But I've seen too many instances like this where Melvin leaves pitchers in the game one batter too long, two batters too long. I can always go back to the Mets game that happened on Sunday Night Baseball where he left Rodriguez in the game. I was at that game. He left Rodriguez in the game after he gave up the initial home run to start the inning, right? And so I see this pattern where Melvin is like watching the game instead of managing the game, and that is my main issue with it. Maybe he does all of this because he doesn't have the players to make those kinds of moves. I don't know. I don't know the reason for it, but that's the reason I'm like sort of disturbed by Melvin, and that's why I think his job is definitely on the table.
Wow, thanks, man. Appreciate it. I didn't say it. He said it. But, yeah, Sonny, I like that. He's watching the game and not managing the game. And I even ran this by Evan, and he had a retort, and I'm not mad. I'm not going to say they lost the game. But Webb gave up a leadoff double in the top of the sixth to Tatis. Then Machado walked. Okay, that happens. And then Murrow had a double to right, and they get a run. He was phenomenal, Webb was. But, Stoney, at that point, you got to be looking or thinking to yourself, okay, my horse, might be out of a little gas just to limit that to one run. So, I'm not saying he should be fired because of that, but maybe he didn't feel like he had anybody to give the ball to that would be better than Webb. But those are the little tiny stuff. But that hit me when he said he's watching the game and not managing the game.
I mean, look, Webb had thrown 88 pitches at that point.
Yeah.
So he still had pitches in the tank.
But we all know Webb is tired, right?
I don't know. He had 88 pitches.
No, not just yesterday, just since the second half.
Okay. I got to tell you something. Game. In a year like this, when I'm managing a 500 team and our general manager has already said we're not good enough, I'm not putting Frank Lucchese, and I know it's not Frank, but I'm not putting Lucchese in for Logan Webb.
I'm just
not going to do that. Let's go to Nick. Nick's in Ohio.
Nicky.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
Hey, fellas.
Hey.
I got to come after Guru here a little bit. You know, I've been listening to this, your show. I've been listening to 95.7 way before, you know, when Town.
Chris Townsend.
Yeah, our guy. Yeah.
Prince Townsend at night had like maybe 2 or 3 hours. It's almost like pirate radio. He did his own.
Sure.
Commercials, you know, I mean, it was just very, so anyway, it's been years.
We just had him on last week. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Sorry. I missed that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, listen to you guys. Guru, you never seem to concede a point. It seems like Stein, whatever the discussion, he comes after, he tries to present his argument in a different way with a different point, and you keep coming back with the same thing. The Giants just don't have the horses, and there's no evidence that they are playing below their capabilities. It's just they're just no good, and I don't know how Steinie has to try to paint the picture.
Well, your payroll's almost $200 million. I'm just real quick. I'm not being rude. What do you expect? Don't tell me they're mediocre when the payroll is almost $200 million. You brought Devers over here, and he looks like with somebody we've never seen. The manager doesn't know how to get anybody out of a slump. What are you talking about? Just seriously, think about it. The payroll's almost $200 million. And you want to sit here and say nothing's wrong? Devers doesn't even look like himself. Adamas, he doesn't look like himself. This team is better than what they've been playing. They got swept by the Pirates. They got swept by the Marlins. And you want to tell me Steinie's right? Come on, man.
Devers was playing in the bandbox, Fenway Park. And it's just because they're overpaid doesn't mean they're good.
Why doesn't he look like Devers in Boston? It's bigger than the park. Adamas too. This team was playing good baseball. Call the manager out, or you can be like Steinie and just go for the low-hanging fruit and say all the players are good. I'm seeing something different.
Well, you're there. What can I say? Anyway.
Thanks, Nick. You did the Lord's work.
Have a good day, Nick.
Appreciate you, Nick. You did the Lord's work.
It's not all right, man. Team is, my man, Nicky.
I mean, what I think's interesting, well, not interesting, but you talk about a $200 million payroll.
180.
Well, then please look at the Posey signings. It's unbelievable. Posey,
but the Adamas endeavors, real quick, Steinie, are not as bad as Verlander.
None of them have lived up to the contract that they're playing under right now.
But why do you, okay. Well, you did it because I brought up the payroll.
Maybe Posey miss-scouted them.
But the regression
first of all, you know what? There's a lot of people out there. Forget Ramos for a sec. There's a lot of people out there that say, if you look at Devers' numbers, Adamas' numbers, and Chapman's numbers, they're actually not that far off their career numbers. They are under, but it isn't significantly drastic. So
Yeah,
but maybe. But why can't you wrap your head around that? Maybe Posey signed players who were overrated.
I'm not there yet.
Possible?
Okay. That
okay.
could be.
So what
I need to see more.
Fine.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and fire Melvin at the end of the year. And I mean, certainly, you know, it's the other thing is you think they're underachievers, but I'll bet you if I said, okay, let's just tinker and change the manager, that you wouldn't want to do just tinkering and changing the manager, right?
No, you're fixated because I bring up, what they're paying for. And you're omitting that it's not just Adamas endeavors. I'm talking about the regression of Bailey. Yeah, it's been bad, but him with the stick has been worse.
That's what happens.
Okay,
to get young
Ramos,
players.
All of a sudden, the defense has went south.
Right.
So baseball is more than just a one-man show.
It's also more than a one-year game. If you one good year doesn't
mean. So why do you keep saying with your soul that next year is just going to be better?
Ooh.
If there is a problem with the instruction
that.
From the manager, hidden coach, and etc. Like, just you could go get Babe Ruth. But if you put him with what's going on here, is he going to be Babe Ruth? I got a question. I don't know now. So it's not just Adamas endeavors. I know they're a majority of the payroll, but I'm talking about the other guys that contribute to wins. Nobody has done anything, and I'm just starting to question why.
Again, certainly you're not advocating for firing Melvin and tweaking the roster. You'd like to fire Melvin and continue trying to upgrade this roster
because
it's not good enough.
No, but it's never good enough. You're always trying to get better.
888-957-9570 is the number. We'll spend another segment on the Giants. It's some interesting conversation. I mean, this is kind of where I'm at. Josh Ram on the YouTube chat.
What'd he say?
They got five easy outs in their lineup. They just do.
But I think you really are more, you hear what I'm saying. You might not agree with
it. Bob Melvin.
No,
this team's
it's bigger
not good
than
enough.
That. You
okay? Well, if it's bigger than Melvin,
the
then what's firing?
The marginal players are not even playing up to their standard. That's what I'm saying.
I disagree
Ramos.
With that.
Ramos.
He's hitting 270.
No, I'm talking about with the glove.
Well,
don't sit
fielder.
Here and tell me you knew he was this bad last year with the glove.
Well, go ahead.
Somebody teach Jung Woo Lee how to hit it to the opposite field or quit trying to hit the ball into the bay.
These are two players who are in their second years. Like, shame on you for thinking they were complete products. 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.